In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this Saturday, brothers and sisters, we celebrate the resurrection of Lazarus. That is, our resurrection. It really is impossible to exhaust the theological profundity of the story of the resurrection of Lazarus. So I wanted to talk about it a little bit today in anticipation, because certainly we will talk about it on Saturday. The whole story of the resurrection of Lazarus is quite incredible. There are things to be gleaned from every word, from every happening, and there's a lot going on in this story. But really, the most important thing is that the story involves our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, when Lazarus had died, the Lord had tarried, and he waited. He knew that he died, because he wanted to show the miracle. And when he came, Martha came to him and said, "O Lord, if thou wert here, my brother would not have died." This showed that she misunderstood, that she did not understand that she was speaking to God. I'm sure she had some inkling, some understanding, just as the apostles did. But they waffled. They sometimes believed, and other times they did not believe. So this is a case where she shows lack of belief that he is God. Because nobody would say, "If you were here, referring to God. God fills all things. God is everywhere." And then she says to him, "Even now I know that whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, God will give it to thee." That's another indication that she did not understand to whom she was speaking. Because why would he need to ask of God something when he can do it himself? Because he is God. Of course, there were times when our Lord asked of his Father something for our benefit, to show us how to pray and how to approach God. But Jesus Christ is capable of all things. The Lord said to her after she said these things, "Thy brother shall rise up." She thought he was referring to the resurrection in the last day, when everyone shall rise up. So she says to him, "I know he shall rise up in the resurrection in the last day." She wasn't thinking of him rising up now. And then the Lord said something. He could have said, "No, I mean now, your brother shall rise up." But he didn't say that. He said something much more profound, much more meaningful. The Lord does this all the time, you know. He never answers a question directly. He always answers deeper than the question. Sometimes he ignores the question entirely and gets to the real point behind the question. In this case, he answers the question, or he answers her perplexity, in a sort of indirect way. Instead of saying, "I'm going to rise and make Lazarus live now," he tells her an eternal truth. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believeth in me, though he die, he shall live. And everyone who liveth and believeth in me, in no wise shall ever die." He did this because he wanted to show that he is the answer to all questions. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the answer to all perplexities in life, to all problems in life, because he is the resurrection. Life has no meaning without resurrection. We were not born to be like animals and die and fade from existence as if we never were. No, we were born to know God. We were born for eternity. Indeed, from the moment that we come into existence, we are eternal beings, because God made us for eternity, either an eternity with Him or without Him. And so, this answer the Lord gives to Martha is quite profound, because it's the answer to everything. Everything is about becoming like Jesus and knowing Him. Everything. So when you have troubles in your life, I should not say wind, as if it occasionally happens. As you have troubles in your life, whether they be externally or whether they be internally. Actually, in our lives, we have a combination of both. Everyone has internal struggles, or should feel them deeply. Our struggle against sin, our struggle for purity, our struggle for knowledge when we're so ignorant, our struggle because we're so weak. And there's so much we don't know and so much we cannot do that we should be able to do. You should feel this struggle deeply within you. And the only answer to this struggle, the only solution is Jesus Christ, because He is the resurrection and the life. We must live our lives like this, brothers and sisters. This is all that matters, is Jesus. To become like Him, to know Him, and He will help us. The reason He will help us is because He can. He proved it. A time and time again. Perhaps this miracle of His was the most amazing of all of them. A corpse that was already stinking, already decomposing, probably already with worms in it, was raised whole and sound. Because the Lord has power over death. He has power over everything. He has power over our death. The death that we experience daily when we sin. He has power over that. So let us not in any way ever, no matter what happens to us, think as Martha did when she was ignorant. Oh Lord, if you were here, my brother would not have died. The Lord is always here. He's always with us. He's always among us. He's always helping us. He helps us even when we do not ask for help. But when we ask for help, He gives us even more. So may we remember this. The answer to every question is Jesus Christ. That is, to know Him, to become like Him, to be helped by Him, to be saved by Him. All meaning is through Him. There is nothing in the world that has meaning outside of Him. This is what our Lord's words mean when He spoke to Martha and He said, I am the resurrection and the life. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.